Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
All right, it's another hour. Good afternoon. I only have about 58 minutes with you, but you're going to love what I'm about to share with you. You're going to love this conversation. I'm fascinated by these near-death experiences. You know, I've spoken to several people who have died and who have crossed to the other side, you know, and their encounters sometimes vary, but there's also a certain consistency to them. And there's been a lot of people who've had these near-death experiences. They report seeing a light that was impossibly bright, right, but not hurting their eyes, like a million welder lamps blazing all at once. The light was brighter than 100 suns, some people say. Some people talk about going through a tunnel or moving through time and space at an incredible speed. They all encounter love. They all encounter warmth. They all encounter this incredible experience. Even people with family and kids, they don't want to come back. They want to be where they are in this new reality. Many say, you know, they are, I guess, in their true home. You know, I remember speaking to a psychiatrist a year ago, I spoke to a neurologist who studied 13,000 of these cases, but there was a psychiatrist I remember reading about. Peter Fenwick was his name. He was from the prestigious King's College in London. And he did a study, and he found that religious affiliation didn't factor into those who claimed to glimpse the other side. You think, oh, it's just religious people who believe in Jesus or God. That's not the case. No, even non-believers reported having risen above their bodies, seeing this great light and being drawn to it. You know, of all those surveyed, and they did a massive survey, people described what it was like on the other side. And it very much goes back to what Scripture says, right? No eye has seen, no ear has heard the beauty that awaits us, right, for those who love God. And when people come back from these near-death experiences, their attitudes change. You know, they know there's a reason for everything. They find purpose in life. They're no longer a slave to time or to work or to money. You know, they appreciate what they have and where they are. So it's a fascinating subject. In fact, Wesley Smith is going to be joining me to share a little, because there's a new study out there right now. And you know, there may be scientific evidence that there's more to this life than the beating of our heart and the electrical impulses in our brain. You know, scientifically speaking, it's hard to say, you know, when is the brain dead and what happens, you know, between this side of life and the next. There's a doctor in New York, a New York University's Lang on Health and their Grossman School of Medicine, Dr. Sam, I think it's Parnia. They were studying this, and he's an intensive care physician. And he says he sees this kind of thing all the time, these near-death experiences. And he's the lead investigator of a study that shows that one in five people who survive CPR after, let's say, a cardiac arrest, they might describe a very lucid experience of death that occurred while they were seemingly unconscious and on the brink of death. And Wesley, I'm sure, will fill us in on all of this. There's a lot of these experiences. Father Robert Spitzer, who's been on the program many times, has talked about those on operating tables, who could tell you about the sneaker that's on the roof of the hospital. When they died, they saw it, or hearing and knowing things in other parts of the hospital. I mean, it seems like the boundaries of this time and space and this life change, you know, when one dies. Wesley, you've heard many times on the program, one of my favorites. He is an author. He is the senior fellow at the Discovery Institute Center on Human Exceptionalism. And I hope you'll follow him on Twitter, at the Wesley J. Smith. His Twitter handle, at the Wesley J. Smith. And he joins us today. Wesley, good afternoon. Thanks for your writing.
Hey, Drew. Good talking to you again.
Yeah, I always had the light. So fill me in. You wrote a great piece on this. I don't want to steal all your thunder, but lay out the scenario. What's being reported? Is there scientific proof that there's life after death? Or is there less to the study than meets the eye?
I think this is a very interesting study. It doesn't prove that there's life after death, because all of the people who talked about it actually didn't completely die.
Right.
But I do think it could be evidence, certainly evidence that there's more to us than just our brains. Because I know somebody, by the way, who had a near-death experience and reported the tunnel and the light kind of thing to me.
Yeah.
I know somebody else who had a cardiac arrest and was brought back and didn't remember anything. But what's really interesting is listen to what the study found. Survivors reported having unique lucid experiences, including a perception of separation from the body, observing events without pain or distress, and a meaningful evaluation of life, including of their actions, intentions, and thoughts towards others.
Wow.
The researchers found these experiences of death to be different from hallucinations, delusions, illusions, dreams, or CPR-induced consciousness. That's a pretty remarkable thing. And also, of course, the idea of non-distress, no distress, and calm, and going over what your life was like. I thought about it when I came across this study, and I thought, well, we were told that everything is materialistic and human beings are just the result of natural selection. Well, what natural selection would create this kind of thing when before modern medicine, if these experiences were felt or had, they never would have come back to report them, because the only reason they're back to report them is they were brought back with modern medical techniques. So I can't think of a single natural selection benefit that would create this thing in so many people. And then you have to ask, how would this develop if consciousness is solely generated from the brain or materialistic? What purpose would such a soft exit offer, and so forth? So I just think it's very interesting. And I think that it should give people pause. It doesn't prove Christianity, for example, but I do think it shows that there's a lot more to life and death than we might expect.
So what's the role of brainwaves in all this? This detection of brainwaves continuing for about an hour after a person has died, I found fascinating. Are those just, I don't know, natural neurological impulses that we're discovering? What do we know about the brain? There's a lot of question even over brain death, when somebody is truly dead.
Well, that's interesting. If you're in cardiac arrest for a long time, of course, your brain is not receiving the kind of oxygen it needs. These people were completely unconscious, and yet this is again from the study. Identifying measurable electrical signs of lucid and heightened brain activity, together with similar stories of recalled death experiences, suggests that the human sense of self and consciousness, much like other biological body functions, may not stop completely around the time of death. Well, what does that mean? And of course, what does it mean if you keep going and you get into that light, right? That's something that science will never be able to answer completely, and certainly faith has a large role in that. But this shows, I think, that the reductionist belief that all we are is, you know, thinking machines, you know, with meat machines or meat computers isn't true. There's a lot more to life than we have sometimes been led to believe.
Yeah, my guest today, Wesley Smith, we're talking about the afterlife and some studies that have gone into it. Wesley, hang out for just a moment, if you could. I've got a slightly amended schedule today because we are in a Relevant Radio pledge drive, and I got to just take a short break. Father Rocky, our chief executive officer, has got a message he wants to share with everyone. Let me share that, and then we'll be back. Stay with me.
I'm Mike Kendall. Joining Drew here for just a couple of minutes. Father was not available, Drew. Sorry, he'll be on tonight at 7 with Family Rosary Across America, as promised. But I'm happy to join you because I wanted to give you a quick update on where things stand. We're at $2.2 million, and we are at a total number of calls of 9,850. We need 150 people in the next 20 minutes to step up, and we'll name our 10,000th caller at the bottom of the hour. How about if we make that a 20-minute challenge? 150 people to call right now at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, and we'll get to that goal at the bottom of the hour. Why? Because our partners have stepped up, and they're matching every single pledge that comes in. Every dollar is being matched 100%, so don't lose out on this opportunity. Tomorrow is the final day of all pledge drives this year. That's it. And you know, tomorrow you're going to get sidetracked. There'll be something you didn't expect at work, and you're going to forget, so you'll want to make that pledge now. 877-291-0123. 20 minutes to go.
Yeah, Mike, it's really a great point. Don't put off to tomorrow what you can do today, and you got a dollar-for-dollar match right now in the next about 48 minutes. Please take advantage of it. You know, we're listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio, and I stress that a lot because this is one of the ways we're able to bring to you great minds like Wesley Smith. We're able to dive in these fascinating issues of the afterlife, and that's really what this life is about, right? We're all making our way to our eternal home, and when we get these glimpses of the other side, when science begins to validate this, when you have guests like Father Spitzer or neurologists that we bring on, it, to me, puts into perspective how important what Relevant Radio is all about, helping people to live a life based on virtue, a life in which they can walk with Christ. And that's what you make possible every time you call. So please, go online right now, dial 877-291-0123. Make sure this type of programming can continue. If you enjoy it, please support it, or go online, or use your mobile app, another great way to give.
Terry in Urbana, Illinois, thank you for your $75 pledge. We'll double that. Esmeralda in Cliffside, New Jersey, a $50 pledge becomes $100. 877-291-0123. Esmeralda and Terry, you get it. You understand. You know our mission. We are being called to bring Christ into the world through the media. Think about how many cars are on the highway right now. It's rush hour in New York City. Rush hour has just started in Chicago. What if we could transmit the message of God into all those cars? That's what we're doing. Can you support us financially? 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. It's not too late to give. Do it now.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Once again, a little Godfather there for you, right? Talking about family. I love the fact that you hang out with your family here, the Relevant Radio family. We're so grateful to have you. If you're just tuning in, we're taking a look at some research regarding near-death experiences. You know, one of the things that has always fascinated me, Father Spitzer pointed this out to me, that the totally blind can often see during these experiences. Somebody who's never had vision their entire life can describe things that they have no way of describing. How does one who's never seen come back and describe colors and shapes and things they could suddenly see? About half of the more than 30 cases studied by researchers of people who were blind from birth, while they lost their sight up to age 5, I think was part of the study, or they were severely impaired. Their accounts, they include the wonder of seeing colors for the first time. Can you imagine that? It's absolutely fascinating to me. Wesley Smith joins me today, and we're talking, taking a quick look at not only a piece he wrote, but this whole issue of near-death experiences. And Wesley, let's pick it up on the conclusions that we can reach from some of this evidence. I mean, what did you come away with after both reading and writing a little bit about this? What did you learn? And are you any more convinced of the afterlife? Does this help? Do you think it helps unbelievers? What do you think?
Well, I don't need this to have a belief in the afterlife, but I do think it's circumstantial evidence of something beyond this existence. But I do think that also at some point, there's only so far science can take us. Yep. And that moves us into the realm of the metaphysical or the theological. What I found interesting is the idea of the life review. Why in the world, if it was just a materialistic phenomenon, would people have a life review?
Right.
What would be the point unless there is a point that how we live in this life matters and what comes next? That's certainly something that I took away from this study. What we do and how we live in this life, how we think even in this life, what we say, what we do matters to what comes after this life. And it put in my mind one of St. Paul's statements. Yeah. He said, for nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light. It's very interesting, this idea of judging one's behavior, even one's thoughts. That goes well beyond a mere, it seems to me, physical phenomenon of maybe a dying brain sparking a little electricity. Why would everyone have the same experience that reports this and remembers it? And of course, not everyone remembers anything. As I said, I have a friend who was had a near-death experience, didn't remember anything, and I have another friend who did.
Wow. You know, it's just fascinating to me. And the life review, I spoke to a man who had one of those. And, you know, his description of it was more than just watching a 3D screen. He said it was actually, the word he used was a reliving. He was taken back through his entire life. He said he could smell the camphor balls in his grandmother's closet or the cookies his mom made. It was an experience. And again, you're outside of time when you die. And
yes. As
a result of it, you know, I guess you can have this life review and encounter it in a profound way. But to your point, we are accountable, you know, and there will be that review. And ultimately, we will be judged as a result of it. Now, you've written about this, too, in your article. What's the best way to get that if people want to read a little bit more?
Oh, it's the article I wrote, thank you, is on nationalreview.com, and it's in the corner. You can also go to my archive at the Discovery Institute, discovery.org.
Right. So what was your most, fascinating takeaway from this research of yours, from this article you wrote?
Well, the research was somebody else's. I wrote an article based on the research, just to be clear. It makes me, to me, it's circumstantial evidence that life goes on.
Yeah.
It's not proof, but I think it's circumstantial evidence because I can think of no utilitarian purpose or certainly evolutionary purpose in such an experience because, but for modern medical miracles, none of these people would have been here to tell the tale.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Wesley, thank you for being here. I am grateful for your time. I'm grateful for your insights and especially for your writing. And I hope people will check out your article. Read it. It's well worth it. And we'll have you back when I'm outside of a pledge drive and have a little more time to talk. We'll catch up, okay?
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you, Wes. I appreciate the time across the year, not just today. I really do. I'm grateful
for it. Okay, thanks. Right.
Wesley Smith's one of the greats here at Relevant Radio. I always appreciate his insight and his writing. And I hope you'll check him out. At his website, follow him on Twitter at the Wesley J. Smith. You can go ahead and do that. You know, I want to talk about this for just a moment because I am fascinated by it. I spoke to a neurologist years ago, and he studied something like 13,000 cases of near-death experiences. People who cross the other side, people who have had these life reviews, those who've glimpsed heaven, hell, and purgatory. And the takeaway from this was pretty amazing. He found that the number of Americans who've come close to death, he says it's 3-4%. So we're what, a population, 330 million, something in that ballpark. I never get it quite right, but that's a safe number, right? So 10% of that, think about that. I mean, that's pretty amazing. Well, I'm sorry, not 10%. He said, 3-4%. So let's take half of that. We're looking at what, 10, 12 million people? You know, more than 50 million people around the world, he said, have had near-death experiences. You probably know somebody. Maybe you yourself have had that. And it raises a lot of questions. A lot of people fear death, right? They say the two most frightening things in the world for most people are death and public speaking. And public speaking is first, right? That's more than death. I always found that fun, quite entertaining. But death frightens people. And researchers were astonished that, you know, it's quite the opposite when one dies. Those who have these brushes with death and they come back and they're revived. The common denominator, in addition to what Wesley was saying about these afterlife reviews where your life will be reviewed, people say it's one of the most pleasant things that has ever happened to them. And I'm not saying, hey, you want to die to experience this, but they've lost their fear of death. It's not the horror that people think. They said it was actually an unexpected joy. Nearly every one of these people that this physician took a look at, those who survived car accidents and strokes and heart attack, they've lost their fear of death. They no longer dread it. They look forward to what happens at the end of life, and they live their life very differently. It's no longer about the rat race. It's no longer about the money. It's no longer about the fame. They know that life is very short, and there's so much more on the other side. And it speaks to me about what we do here. That's what Relevant Radio is all about, isn't it, right? I mean, we're trying to tell people, hey, life's not about how much money you have in your bank account. It's not about how many initials are after your last name. I love what Scott Hahn said. It's those initials before your name, the ST, which should stand for saint. We got to work on that. Christ, the Virgin Mary, one of her very famous apparitions, says, if you abandon yourself to me, you know, when you die, you abandon yourself to God, you're not even going to feel the passing of this life to the next. You're going to begin to live heaven on earth. And that's what we should be doing here. That's what Relevant Radio is trying to do. We're trying to help you live your heaven on earth. Because those who die, see, it's like changing the frequency on a radio. It's kind of just a, I don't know, it's like a transistor, so to speak. You know, you go from one frequency to another. And these accounts aren't just modern. Right? They don't just deal with people who've had CPR and have come back. These accounts go back. There were popes that have had these experiences. They go back centuries. One final note on this, too, because it is kind of an interesting side note, because I'm intrigued by what it is. Accounts of near death come across the spectrum. You know, education, money, location, age, doesn't matter, right? There are atheists that have had these encounters. There are devout Christians who've had this encounter, and their accounts are remarkably similar. They're stunningly similar, to be honest with you. What happens upon death? They say you have this feeling of release, is perhaps the great word, the right word, release from the body. The other thing, which I always found really weird, I understand the release, I understand the warmth, I understand the light. A lot of people say that there's a buzzing sound. You actually hear a sound like a buzzing, like a wind almost, when your body is released from, when your soul is released from your body. Some say they hear this beautiful heavenly music, you know, but they all make this journey towards the light. What is that light? It's the light of Christ. That's what it is. And I said the blind can see. Those who had mutilated bodies of some sort, they are in perfect form in the next life. And then you have your life review. You know, you have this experience on the other side where you see everything you have done. And this is what goes back to Relevant Radio. And I do want to ask you to support us here, because what ends up happening is we look at everything we have, this reliving, as this guy George I talked to had. You know, he usually bullied a kid on a schoolyard one day. And he said he not only felt what that kid felt like when he bullied him, but he could see the ripple effect of that. He felt what everyone else in that circle felt, but he saw how it affected him in the months and the years ahead. You're outside of time. You see with that big picture. He says when he did things that were wrong, evil, and were not of God, he felt terrible. Like his body felt like it was 1,000 pounds. He could barely move. But when he did things in his life review that were kind, when they were charitable, when they were good, he was filled with a euphoria. He felt like he could float. There was a freedom in that. Life on this side of the veil matters. What we do matters. Your kindness, your charity, your generosity has a profound impact on the next life. And so do the things you do that are not good. So I want to invite you right now, because I got to take a short break here. And when I come back, Mike Kendall will be joining me for the final 35 minutes of our show here. I'm inviting you right now to please, if you could, make that act of charity. Maybe you did something wrong in your life. Maybe there's something you're ashamed of. Patrick Major talks a lot about giving alms, right? And I think it's such a good thing, because we only think about that in Lent. This is a great way to atone for the ways that you have failed God. And this is a great way to sow good seeds, to draw souls to Christ, to build the faith. When you stand before God, you have your life review, you're going to see the charity that you're now giving and the lives that it impacted in the days, months, and years ahead. Please call right now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com, or by using the mobile app. I know you'll be blessed.
Just 33 minutes left in the hour. That's it. 33 minutes left. $3 million goal. We're more than halfway there, but we haven't heard from you yet. It's time for you to join the family at 877-291-0123. Hello, I'm Mike Kendall. Drew Mariani is here, and we're hoping for a big finish today. We really need to hear from you. We had a terrific day so far, and we're asking for more people to join the family. This really is a very rare opportunity. Think about all the content that's out there in media today, not just on television, but on radio and on smartphones. And you think of your kids and some of the content that's just out there waiting for them to discover. This is a rare opportunity for you to have some say, some control over what is on media. Your tax-deductible pledge to Relevant Radio right now ensures there's a spot for God on the AM-FM spectrum where you live. Keep us on the dial with your tax-deductible support right now at 877-291-0123. And if you make the pledge now, I promise you we'll match you 100%. Every dollar coming in is being doubled.
That's awesome. Dollar for dollar match today. Did not have it yesterday. You know that all day long there was no match in play. So maybe you thought, I'm going to wait till that match comes in. Good time to do it right now. You know, Mike was saying you can be the 10,000 caller. We're closing in on that number, Mike. We're getting pretty close to that. Also, we're getting very close to getting to $2.3 million. Our goal is $3 million, so we really need to move the needle. We're only $39,000 away. Could you come in at $1,000? We had 39 people at $1,000 right now. We would get there. That's a heroic gift. But I'll tell you what, it'll get matched dollar for dollar. Maybe you can come in at $100. You know, maybe it's a fraction of that. But call right now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com or by using your mobile app.
Thank you, Bolingbrook, Illinois, with your $50 pledge. And Susan in Albuquerque, New Mexico, just chipping in. And Mary in Los Angeles, thank you so much. So many calls from the West Coast today. It's been wonderful. 877-291-0123. Drew, you know that 42% of Americans are currently paying fees for a streaming service they don't use anymore?
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And in most cases, they don't even know they're doing it. You might be doing it. Maggie, you might be. You never know. It could be app that you signed up for and paid $5 a month for a year ago, and you just forgot. People are spending money on media like crazy, right?
Wow.
And you know, Netflix and cable bills and your the mobile apps that you have to pay for. Relevant Radio is totally free. We're just asking you to volunteer to support us financially. What we kick out every day is free, but we do need your financial support. Would you consider being one of the few, the small percentage of listeners who support us financially? 877-291-0123.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, I am looking at the calendar. I'm looking at the clock. There is only about 27 minutes left in this hour. And Mike Kendall, who's our Executive Vice President of Programming, is in studio with me today. We were just going back and forth. We're looking at our call sheet here. I've got two data points I want to share with you. One is 37,000. Okay, that number is how far away we are, $37,000 to that 2.3 million. I want to thank those who stepped up in just the last few minutes. We got over $2,000 in. That's what we need if we're going to get there. But here's just a fun data point too. Mike threw out a challenge, and Mike, the 10,000 donor. So we're getting close to that, right?
We are. We are only 107 more calls away. We can do this in a half hour. 107 more people to step up and say, I support Relevant Radio. And one of those 107 callers will be the 10,000th call. So I hope that we can hit that this hour. That's kind of my personal goal here, and I'm going to count that down. 106 now. 105 more to go. Here we go.
All right, 877-291-0123.
Especially if you know you were going to give this week. Yep. We're matching right now. There's no better time now the rest of the pledge drive to give than this hour because we're matching 100%. That means your $100 pledge becomes $200 instantly. If you pay $15 a month for Netflix, can you pay $15 a month for Relevant Radio? Or maybe even less than that, $10 a month. We'll double it. It becomes $20 a month. 877-291-0123. Gifts of all sizes, one-time gifts. You can call right now and never intend to call in again. Just make that one-time pledge. That's fine. $250 becomes $500. But make the call. 877-291-0123.
So 105 calls to go. I'd love that right now. Could you do it now? Don't wait till later. Let's do it now. Let's get that off the docket. You could be the 10,000th donor, and I love it. And if you want to join the conversation too, let me open the phones in the studio. Tell me what you love about Relevant Radio. You know, how's it inspired you? Has it deepened your faith? Has it brought somebody you know back to the church? Have you given in the past, or have you given this pledge drive? If so, why have you done that? You know, what makes Relevant different? Give me a call right now, 914-9149. That gets you in the studio. 888-914-9149. That donor line, and this is the line for you to get in. We have a few representatives here, a few of our associates, our colleagues here standing by waiting for your call. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app. All right, let me grab a couple quick calls. Again, feel free to call. I'd love to hear from you. Roy is in Madison, Wisconsin. Roy, good afternoon. Hey, Roy, you with me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can now. Yes, sir.
I'm so excited to talk to you, Drew. I love you. I mean, you, well, and Relevant Radio, and Father Rocky, and Father Simon Says, and Trending with Timory, and all the shows. I mean, I love them all.
You're spreading your love, Roy. I love it.
Well, but it's true. You know it's true. Drew, I used to stop in to Green Bay. I was just up there, and I missed. I used to bring in fudge and chocolates, remember, to all the volunteers during the pledge weeks and stuff, just as a little, you know, extra boost of sugar. What I was going to say was my wife and I used to donate. I'd call in, and I want to be one of those 105, so transfer me when we get off.
I love it, Roy. Thank you very much.
Well, but we used to give, like, during the pledge drive, but now, a few years ago, we decided we just give it automatically. It's so easy. And they just take it out of our checking account automatically every month, and it, boom, there it goes. And it, there's not a better place you could put
Roy, I agree. You know, that monthly donation is awesome. It helps Relevant really forecast and understand, you know, what the costs are and what we're able to meet. But also these pledge drives, you know, they're a time for that bonus donation, that little extra. I gave my donation today a little bit earlier, and I love it. I'm so grateful for it. I'm sorry to get a chance to see you. If you ever stop by the Relevant Radio Lincolnshire studio, we'd love to have you in. So make sure you do that.
Yeah, I need to do that. I got to get my daughter down there with me. You can meet her.
Hey, Roy, I'm going to ask you a question I ask you every single time that you are on the radio, and you know what's coming, don't you, brother? You know what I'm about to ask you, right? You know, when are you going to become Catholic? Huh? When are you coming into the Catholic Church?
I, you know what I think about it, Drew. I go to Catholic Church tomorrow morning. I'm taking my grandkids to Blessed Sacrament School right here in Madison, where they go. And I love the Catholic Church. I love the Catholic Church. I love the everything about it. It's the original church.
Amen.
People say, oh, this is what I'm going to do. No, I belong to the original church, I tell my daughter.
Roy, we're waiting for you. Yeah, the Eucharist is waiting for you. The Sacrament of Reconciliation is waiting for you. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. I'll ask you again. One day you're going to surprise me.
I don't know. You'll be the first one to know. I want to go on one of those trips to the Holy Land with you sometime, Drew.
Roy, I would love to travel with you. You would be a blast. You're so joyful. You're a lot of fun. Hey, man, thanks for your support. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing with us. So good to talk with you.
Thanks for being there.
Our country needs you.
Thank you very much, Roy.
God bless you, Roy. I've not had the privilege of meeting Roy, but what a delightful caller, and I've heard him on your show a number of times.
That's awesome.
This reminds me of one of my favorite things about radio. It's companionship. Drew, you are people's carpool partner every afternoon when they're driving home from work. After a long day, they choose to listen to you. So right now, if you're one of those who spends time with Drew every afternoon, just like Roy does, and you're just as excited about Relevant Radio, I want you to call right now and make your pledge at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. And we did count Roy. He is 9,918.
Wow.
So we're
Maggie,
only 82
away. Make sure
you
transfer him over or let him know how to make his pledge so he can get over to the other side. You're right, Mike. We're what? We're 83 pledges away or 82 pledges away?
82. 81 now, I'm told. 81 more pledges, and we'll have 10,000 people who have stood
And we
up.
Only have 40 minutes left. So, look, could you help? I'm just asking in this final hour. Mike said, hey, let's try to get to 10,000 pledges. And we're almost there. We are now 80 pledges away from 10,000. You might be the 10,000 pledge if you call in right now at 877-291-0123. And we're now $35,000 away to getting $2.3 million. So the needle is moving. Boy, if you can give large or small, as Mike says, we're matching you today. This is one of the best times to give a dollar for dollar match. Thanks to that partnership challenge. Let's go back to the phones, Mike. We'll take a call from Teresa in Covina, California. Hi, Teresa.
praise the Lord on Tuesday. It's raining in California, which
wow.
I love, until it downpoured. But anyway, my radio's on, and I'm on my way to Ups. And by the time I get there, I hear that the donation is being tripled.
Yep.
And I thought, whoa. And so while I'm waiting to get online, you know, the line was busy. I thought, you know, normally I give $25. I'm low income. Lord, hears the cry of the poor. Anyway,
yes,
by the time I got on, I thought, I'll give $100. That's one
whoa,
God and then tripled three divine persons. So that made my day.
Well,
so that, I just love Relevant Radio, and God bless everyone, especially the widow who donated. There were like three people together for that $30,000 triple,
yeah.
And may her husband rest in peace, and may she have peace, too, because I'm widowed like 40 years.
Well, you know, you're the widow's mite, Teresa, right? I mean,
right
here
there,
you are, $25, a lot of money to bump that to 100. I just want to pray that God will bless you. And Michael, let's do this right now. I want to pray the memorare. I want to pray for you, Teresa, that God return that generosity. I want to pray for everyone who's donated. And in these final 19 minutes that we have together, let's just entrust this home stretch to our Blessed Mother, because we have not prayed the memorare this hour. And we'll just entrust this to Our Lady and to her intercession. And so whatever your needs are right now, if you have a certain intention, you're praying for something that's important to you, ask Our Lady to go before her divine Son, as I turn to her now as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Look, God's going to give us exactly what we need, not a penny more, not a penny less, but you're the hands. God wants you to say yes to this invitation to bless this apostle that he has raised up. $34,000 to go to the next big threshold, Mike. We're almost at 2.3, and I don't know where we are pledge-wise.
We have 19 minutes left on the clock, and we need to hear from 71 more
people. We can do that. Come
people. On. We can do that. That's a slam dunk for us. 877-291-0123. Great to hear from some of our listeners as well. You know, it was one listener who was donating for another listener, and then we heard all the joy in Roy's voice. That's what it's all about. Radio can be a companion. Radio, there's an emotional connection that you have with radio that you don't have with TV, and you don't have with your smartphone. Radio is alive. It's in the moment. Drew Mariani is with you every afternoon, accompanying you on your ride home. 877-291-0123. But radio is nothing if it's not about reach. We reach lots of people coast to coast, from Maui to Maine. We measured recently that upwards of 100,000 people watched the Family Rosary, Across America, on the Relevant Radio app, on Facebook, on YouTube, and many other platforms. And that's just on those platforms alone. Think about that. 100,000 people, an entire college football stadium in one night, praying the rosary. You make that happen through your financial support. Some are praying the rosary alone. Some are praying with family members. Large families get together every night and pray with Father Rocky. Think about that. That's what you're doing with your donation. 877-291-0123. Make that pledge now. Strengthen families through prayer and be a part of our mission to bring Christ into the world through the media.
877-291-0123. Thank you. And I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. You'll be happy you did. Over the years, you know, the number one concern that we hear, that many of our listeners have communicated to us, is they're concerned about their children. They're concerned about their grandchildren. You know, they've drifted from the faith. They're no longer going to church. They're not baptizing their kids. We heard the cries of these mothers, these parents. And we know that your family, your friends can be reached, and they can be brought back. And this is the great fruit of Relevant Radio. We're seeing lives changed. And you make it possible. We cannot do it without you. We're listeners supported. We're just so grateful for those of you who say, you know what, I'm going to sacrifice. Because it's hard. I know we all live within our means. To give, it requires trust. It requires faith. It says, Lord, I know all that I have comes from you, and I am going to give back. I invite you right now, in the remaining 15 minutes that I have here with you, to join us. We are 60, maybe six calls away from getting to that $10,000 donor. That's a huge achievement. You could be that caller. You can help us get there at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. You'll be blessed. You're going to plant a seed. You're going to draw somebody's child back to the faith, and you never know how God works. It might be your own.
65 calls. Nope, 64 more people to step up. All right, now the phone lines are starting to get busy. Best way to donate is online if you can at relevantradio.com. We like to keep the phone lines open for those who don't have access to the internet. We also have been receiving prayer intentions from folks who call in with eye problems, vision problems. They need to use the phone to dial to make their pledge. So if you can make that online donation, we really encourage you to do that. But there are three or four lines open now at 877-291-0123-56-54 more people. We need to hear from you now at 877-291-0123. Richard in Albuquerque, very generous, $200. That becomes $400. Veronica in Lakewood, California, your $50 pledge just became $100. Why? Every pledge that comes in before Drew's show is over is being matched. You heard me right. 100% match going on right now. The giving is good. 877-291-0123. Come on, join the family. Be a part of something bigger than yourself. Help us bring Christ into the world through the media.
13 minutes remaining. That's all the time I have with you tonight. Tomorrow is it. It's the home stretch. This is listener supported Catholic Talk Radio. And you know what? It is our last pledge drive of the year. What a year it's been. From consecration of Russia and Ukraine to the world to the Dobbs decision being leaked, to Roe being overturned, to elections. So much has taken place this year. I'm just scratching the surface of it. And you made it possible for us to be there. We want to be there for you in the days ahead. We want to bring you faith. We want to bring you education. We want to bring you inspiration. We want to give you a look at life you're not going to find anywhere else. Thank you for your support. We are just $31,000 away from the $2.3 million mark. If you can come in now, we could get there in just a few minutes. So go online to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. And Mike, we are really, I think we're going to hit your 10,000 donor number. We're getting close to it right now.
I hope so. I really do, because I know that a small percentage of listeners actually give. And what would call them, Drew? I had a name for that. Charitable elite.
I love it.
The charitable elite. Be a part of the charitable elite, the few listeners who actually contribute financially to our mission. Make that call right now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
All right, let me take a quick call here, Mike, too. We got Ronnie's been waiting for a while. If you want to get in, 888-914-9149, down to 12 minutes. You can still get in while you listen, so please do that. Mobile app, internet, phone, all great ways to join us. Ronnie, I know you've been holding a long time in Brooklyn, New York. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew.
Hey.
You know, when hello?
No, I hope he hasn't been waiting that long. I said good morning.
No, yeah, hey, Ronnie, I hope you haven't been long that old.
Drew, I have your book, but when you went to the Holy Land recently, you said you were going to pray for all of us.
I did, yeah.
And I really appreciate that, because I know you did. Now, for some reason, I'm 79 years old. I always interested in the Vatican and the popes and all that. And now, by God's grace, I'm going to the Vatican by the grace of my daughter and my son-in-law to take us, me and my wife, because my granddaughter is studying there, and we have a tour in the Vatican.
Great.
And while I'm there, as you prayed for us at the holy at the site of the
crucifixion,
tomb,
yep.
Yes, when I'm at the Vatican, I'm going to pray for all you also, all you, all God's children.
Ronnie, thank you.
Also.
Hey, Ronnie,
I'm just going to return. I'm going to return your graces.
You know, I love it, Ronnie, and I'll tell you why. Because I consider you family. We're spiritual family. I prayed at the very foot of the cross where Christ was crucified for every one of our listeners and our donors. Prayed for you. You know, and we did it in so many different holy places, Jordan, at Cana, at the tomb. So please pray for me. Pray for all of our spiritual family here at Relevant Radio, because we've all been chosen to live at this particular moment in time. We're all making our journey towards our eternal home. We need to support one another on this journey. There's a lot of threats to our salvation. There's a lot of threats in the culture. And Relevant Radio, I really see it as a beacon, as a lighthouse in the midst of a tempest, in a great dark storm. And what do we bring? We're bringing the light of Christ to the world. And it's bringing people to the safety of that harbor. That harbor's Jesus Christ. And look, you make it possible. So, Ronnie, thank you for your prayers. I'm asking anyone who's listening, say a prayer for us. That's the most important thing. Pray for the soul who can donate and keep us on the air. If you can't donate, then just pray. But if you can, make a small gift right now. Please do that. Mike, I'm looking at the numbers. $29,000 to the next threshold of $2.3 million. And we are just 35 calls away. We only have 11 minutes. I think we'll do this. Somebody's going to be the 10,000th donor. Right now, you are in that group.
All right.
If you've donated, you know you've made that possible. You are in that block, but we could use your help right now.
Absolutely. Why don't you become that 10,000th caller right now, 877-291-0123. But if you donate online, too, we don't mean just phones. Anybody who presses the submit button on the pay tab there on our website, you'll also be included. You could be the 10,000th donor, whether it's online or by telephone or on the mobile app, too. You can donate on the mobile app, and we will celebrate you here sometime in the next 10 minutes. We only need 29 more people to step up. We can do this. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. It's never been more important for you to call and get us to that 10,000th donor. We can do this.
Oh my gosh, Mike, we are close. Calls are coming in. So, as you point out, we're close to it. We'll get there, I hope. $28,000 now to go to $2.3 million. What an unbelievable pledge drive we are having. So, all hands on deck, dollar for dollar match, because we're matching you in this hour. I'm on for the next 9 minutes, next 8 minutes. So, now's the time to get on board. And when you support us, you know, what's the bottom line here? You're helping us to do exactly what I hope you're doing for others in your own walk, and that's bringing Christ to them. You know, we reach, we engage non-practicing Catholics. We are converting the unconverted. We are convincing the unconvinced, right? Mm-hmm. We're bringing that truth. We're bringing rationality. We're bringing the facts. We're trying to bring people back to the Lord. And we're meeting them where they are. That's the beauty of this medium. Mike talks about how intimate it is and how we're companions with one another. We talk about things that matter. Right? And we shine the moral light on those things. We offer common sense Catholic solutions. There's nothing like this on the radio. Nothing at all. We need your help to make sure it continues to stay strong. 877-291-0123. Mike, down to 20 heroic givers. We can get 20 people to come on board. Somebody's going to be that 10,000 caller.
All right, we're counting them down. Now 19 to go. 19 to go. Catherine in Hoffman Estates, thanks for helping us get there with your dollar a day pledge. And Jose in Astoria, New York, thank you for your $50 pledge. Becomes 100. You heard me. We're matching every pledge 100%. If you call right now in the next 8 minutes, your dollars will be doubled. William in Lake Forest, California, donating at $1 a day. Now it becomes $2 a day. And that goes a long way to help us get to our mission. Well, you are right, Drew. You know, it is kind of radio is companionship. There's an intimacy there. I think in some ways it's replaced what maybe you and I have kind of lost. We're getting older. But I remember when I was growing up, I went to Catholic school, and parish life was really an integral part of growing up. You knew the families in your parish. You knew where they lived. Holidays meant going to church. Sundays meant seeing the same families because you were at Mass. In 2022, it just seems like it's some of that is lost, that sense of community. COVID didn't help. People move so much more now. They don't settle down like they used to. Families don't know each other like we did when we were growing up.
That's so true.
But I hope that we can kind of replace that loss, that sense of community. When you listen to Relevant Radio, you feel like you know Drew. You feel like you know Patrick Madrid. Some of the callers that called in, like Roy from Wisconsin earlier, what a joy to talk to him. You can tell. I've never met Roy, but I feel like I know him. I know him.
Great guy.
Support that sense of community you get by being a part of our family. 877-291-0123. Come on. Step up right now and be one of those callers. We are seven calls away.
Seven calls away
from 10,000 donations.
You and I started at the bottom of the hour and said, let's get to that 10,000 donor. Let's do it. We can do $10,000 in this pledge. Somebody's going to be there. Seven calls. If you call now, more than likely, you're going to be the person that gets us across the board at 877-291-0123. 800-800-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. And Mike, we've got lots of new donors. I want to welcome Roslyn from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Don from Atlanta, Georgia, and John from Smithville, Texas, and Christopher from Green Bay, and Lisa from Bourne, Texas, and from Mary from Tempe, Arizona. Lots of new donors.
This is going to be fun because now it's down to three.
Wow.
Two. I'm going to read the first name in the city of the 10,000th caller. Woo! Are we ready?
Are we there? Did
we we are there. Once it comes through, here it comes through.
Holy
here
cow.
It comes. We are already there. We're already there. Megan from Strongsville, Ohio.
Megan!
Thank you, Megan. You Woo! Are caller 10,000.
Way to go.
God bless you, Megan.
That all is right. Awesome. Who's the 10,001 caller starting the next 10,000?
All right, that would be Roman in Lake in the Hills, Illinois. $1 a day. Thank you, Roman. Thank you for calling. Following right behind him is Carolyn in Orlando, Florida. I love this. This is fantastic. Keep them coming. 877-291-0123. Now we're on the march to $2.3 million, just 9,000 to go.
More good news coming in, too. We have moved the needle. We are now down to $23,000 to go to get to the $2.3 million.
Woo.
Boy, it is on fire right now. Things are smoking. It's exciting. It's going to be a successful pledge drive. Father Rocky stopped by the studio, Mike, and he says, you know what? NPR, iHeart, K-Love, all these other ministries that are listener support, they're really struggling. Relevant Radio listeners truly understand the value of what we do day in and day out. It's part of their life. They're connected to it, and they know we're changing the world. You can join us, 877-291-0123. I got another update. This is insane. My dollar mark just jumped.
Oh.
$9,000 to $2.3 million.
Oh, wow.
Am I looking at that right?
Yeah,
that
you are
is
looking
unbelievable.
At that right, because we just got a do you see that pledge that came in from Anonymous in,
not yet.
In
I did
Illinois?
Not. I did not. Where is
$12,000.
$12,000. No wonder that number jumped. Thank
yeah.
you very
wow.
much, Anonymous.
Thank you for your generous support.
Wow.
We have seen some huge, big number gifts come in today. I was listening to Patrick and Mary earlier, and they had four $10,000 Anonymous gifts come through, like in a matter of 90 minutes. So, hey, look, if you have the capacity to donate at that level, do it, because we're matching 100%. That's a lot of money that could get doubled. 877-291-0123. We're really doing well.
Well, Mike, it's crazy.
This is great. We're going to get to 200 people
I need
now
six
this
more
hour.
People right now to call to get us to that 200 mark. I love it. I love these little mini goals. They're fun because what do? They move the needle.
Yep.
They get us down the field. They get us to the finish line. And we see the end zone in view. We're going to get the goal. We're going to be successful. We're going to be here for you for days and weeks and months to come, continuing to throw good seed and allowing God and His grace to water. Thanks to your generosity. I'm grateful for all that you've done and have given. We really are. I mean, we are so grateful. We're all in this together. And made my pledge earlier. I know many of you made your pledge. If you haven't done it yet, still good time to get on.
Absolutely. And it may sound like we're just asking for more and more and more, but this is money we need. It's not a desire. It's a goal. 3 million by the end of the day tomorrow. More is right. So we can offer more vocations, more happy marriages, more confessions, more people going back to the church, more families. That's what we're here to do. And you can help us do it at 877-291-0123. Join this family right now, 877-291-0123.
All right, just down to a minute and a half left in our broadcast day. Cale Clark is coming up. He'll take the baton and continue the march towards that new goal. Another update for you. Thank you for your generosity. Now $6,000, Mike. It is really coming in. The momentum is building here. This is an insane pledge drive. Thank you so much for your generosity.
4,000 now. 4,000.
Oh,
are we going to really hand that off to Cale and Timory?
Yeah, that's
are we
not
gonna...
right. I labored.
We did all this work, and then we're going to give them
$1,000. I mean, Carrie, this is insane. That's 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123.
Cale, bring it home. I'm going to hand it off to you guys. Father Rocky with the rosary a little bit later. There's a lot to. I want to thank you, though, because I only have about 30 seconds left for being here. Tomorrow is the home stretch. I hope you'll join me. I want to rejoice with you. I want to celebrate with you. I want to get the goal with you, and I want to plan the future with you. So keep praying for us. I am praying for you, and on behalf of all my colleagues here, may God bless you for your generosity. And again, I know sometimes this can kind of bum you out if you can't afford to give. If you can't, then do something very simple and more powerful than anything else. pray. I'll be praying for you until tomorrow. God bless.